Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First of all, hey. You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. The Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is a space of intentional healing, joy, rest, liberation, all the beautiful things for the 92%. Okay. As you can see from the title, I'm going to be talking about a personal situation of mine when it comes to finances, capitalism, the work that I want to do, and that kind of thing. And man, I'm nervous. This conversation is, looking at my notes here, like I've thought about having this conversation for a good minute. And I've kind of danced around it a little bit, but I'm really, really, really nervous, okay? It's going to take me some courage to be able to say some of the things that I want to say as a Black woman. As a Black woman who relies on income for survival, as a Black woman who is doing the hard work of healing and being more liberated and living a more free life and bucking some of these societal norms that we talk about here on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. So, yeah, this is a little hard. This is definitely one of the moments where I am stepping out on faith in a huge way, because you never necessarily want to bite the hand that feeds you, you know that saying? But when I told you all in the last episode, I believe it was, that this podcast, this platform, however you want to look at it, is shifting. It's shifting. It's changing. I'm stepping out on faith and I am speaking my truth. I'm trusting that, you know, God's got me, that my community's got me, that things are going to work out. I'm going to not experience any significant lack or anything like that. Like, whatever I need will come in a timely fashion. Things are lining up as I continue to speak my truth and assert myself and really just be serious about what this work requires of me and what it means to me. So hold space for me, y'all, as we have this conversation. So let's go ahead and get into it. So for those of you that do not necessarily know, I guess I just need to make it plain that I am Brown Girl Self-Care. Me. That's it. Brown Girl Self-Care does not have a team. Brown Girl Self-Care ain't got a partner. Brown Girl Self-Care ain't got, you know, executive assistants and producers and copywriters and researchers and special lighting artists and makeup artists and people that just get you all the way to get assistance. Listen, girl, I ain't got that, okay? And it should be very apparent by my very just casual, I'm still come and talk style. That's just what it is, okay? But it's just me. It's just me. That's it. And so, for those of you who don't know, part of how Brown Girl Self-Care continues to be able, like how I continue to be able to keep showing up to have these weekly conversations that hopefully, prayerfully, do something for you, like inspire or make you feel, help you feel seen, help you feel validated, help you feel like you're not alone, help you feel like your shit gonna work out. It's gonna, like, we gonna get this liberation. We gonna get this healing. We gonna, you know, whatever. Do all the things. Okay, we're gonna bloom. And we're gonna do it unapologetically. Especially as we march forward for the next 4 years, you know, 2025 and beyond, with the obvious that just happened. But how I keep this show afloat is through ad partnerships, right? How I'm able to live, how I'm able to eat. The girl likes to eat. How I'm able to pay my bills. How I'm able to afford basic medical insurance, barely, because it's expensive as hell. But I'm doing it by myself. You know, live, do all the things, all right, is through ad partnerships. This income has definitely been a blessing. It has been a blessing, but it has also been a struggle. And the reason why I'm having this conversation with you is because I've been shifting. And this part I've been shifting for a while. I've said this before, like, I do not take just any old partnership, any old sponsor, y'all. And if you are starting your podcast or you're a business owner, like, I know you hear me when I say this. If you are someone who is doing what they can to stay true to their values, their morals, their calling, their gifts, their tap, like whatever words you want to put, that is a part of the struggle, because some of us, and this is no shade, I'm just keeping it real, because again, a lot of us, we are in freaking survival mode. Some of us, any opportunity that becomes like in our face, we take it, because that's, boom, I can make some money, you know, and that's fine. But that's just not how I want to roll. That's not how I choose to roll. So a lot of times, if you hear me, and I've said this before, if you hear me speaking about a brand, like, for example, now that I'm thinking about it, Emma's water bottle, not only do I have water, but I have Liquid IV. Liquid IV was one of my sponsors, I believe, in 2024. And I love Liquid IV, like I do. So being able to speak about brands that I love or that I feel like will be of value to you, I take that very, very seriously. So the struggle that I've had in the last 6 months to a year, I feel like right now I am just a cog in the machine. Now, keep in mind, I have a small podcast, especially compared to all these other, there's so many podcasts out there, much bigger than mine, much more professional. They're getting millions of downloads per week or hundreds of thousands of downloads per week. Sis, that ain't me. I have hit, since I started this podcast in like 2018 or 2019, I have hit officially like 6 or 7 million downloads, which ain't nothing to sneeze at. Okay? Let's be real. That's not anything to sneeze at. However, in the grand scheme of things, this ain't a big podcast. It ain't. Okay? But with all of that said, I want to continue partnering in a way where I don't feel like I'm a cog in the machine, where it's just about the numbers. I left the 9-to-5 rat race because I felt invisible, more or less. I felt unappreciated. I felt like I wasn't valuable. I felt like I was just in a rat race, just getting a little bit more, I could survive a little longer and just doing whatever, even though I hated it, just because I had to survive. And I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to do this podcast with those kind of feelings, because I don't want to feel bitter. I want to feel free. I want to feel whole. I want to feel valued. I want to feel appreciated. But I don't want to feel like a cog in the machine. And so that's one of the things. But then on top of that, I received a notification that apparently, I'm trying to keep this as whatever, as generic, I guess, as possible, but some of the brands that I partnered with this year in 2024 do not want to partner with Brown Girl Self-Care in 2025 and beyond, or at least for 2025. I don't know. So some of the brands I partnered with do not want to move forward because the test spots that they did they didn't go well. So I'm assuming, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm assuming that for whatever reason, the Brown Girl Self-Care audience really didn't buy enough from the ad spots that I did for some of the sponsorships. And now, since it's, I'm assuming just based on numbers, you know, reach and numbers, they no longer want to partner. They don't want to pour any more money into the Brown Girl Self-Care, I guess, community or listenership or to me, you know, because the audience, my, like you guys, the audience, it wasn't viable. Like money, the coins weren't coining for them. It's a business. And I understand that. I get it 1,000,000%. It is what it is. When I saw that, though, which is funny, when I saw that, to be honest with you, immediately I felt like, what the fuck? You know? But here's the thing, y'all. And it's funny how life works this way. I don't believe in coincidences. I told you last week, now this is before I got the notification, and I'd said this in another episode when I was like, things are going to shift around here, but I told you, or at least I thought I did, but I want to partner with brands that have the Black community in mind, like are centering women that look like me, women that talk like me, women that live like me, women that have the experiences that I've gone through or similar, you know what I mean? Like our struggles, our story, our joys, that kind of thing. And also them understanding that for a lot of us, we're not even making the same amount of money that white men and women are making. So it's like, when I think about how it didn't test well, first of all, maybe you just didn't like the products. Maybe I didn't do a good enough job of relaying what I really liked about those specific sponsorships. I mean, I don't know, obviously, I don't know the specifics. But when I think about the fact that we're not even making the same amount of money per dollar, it's like, I don't know. I just think about that too. I will say that based on my very rough calculation, probably like at least 80% of the brands that I partner, 80 to 90%, really, if not more, of the brands that I partnered with, they were not owned by Black businesses, by Black women, Black men. I think a part of that is because their budget, like the budgets, would not necessarily be in alignment with these white-owned brands. I'm not saying that's always the case, but I'm just generally speaking here. There's just so much going through my mind, and I really feel conflicted right now, to be honest. So this is, hopefully I'm not rambling, but the reality of it is, like, that's where I am right now. And it's, I'm feeling as if what I'm probably going to do is, 2025, I may not do any sponsorship. I mean, I may not even get any anyway, but maybe I won't do any sponsorships at all whatsoever and just try to figure out income another way that feels more in alignment with where I am right now in this season of my life. I really don't know. I would prefer to be able to do ads for Black businesses. The reality is, I think I may have gotten two opportunities that I can recall in the last year or two out of all the other ones that I've gotten. I don't know. But I want to be clear that the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, I'm trying to make this as Black-centered as I possibly can. But the way that capitalism works, which is why we're having this conversation, it's hard. It's not necessarily always possible without me putting myself in a very, very bad predicament. You know, I'm doing what I can, but again, no money, no eat, no home, no safety, right? So that's the inner conflict that I'm having right now. And I've been sitting with this conflict and just wondering, like, how do I sustain this work while staying true to my values? How do I do it? How do I call in support for this platform, for me, for the work that I do, without compromising what I want this platform to stand for? How do I do that? I don't know. I am against capitalism and this idea that our worth is tied to how much, like my worth, okay? My worth is tied to how much you buy. My value is tied to that. That's just the reality. I'm not saying that I'm making it that way. That's literally what this whole like capitalism and the system is showing me in real time, that my value to the brand, my worth to the brand, doesn't matter what I've built, how I've done it, how far I've come, you know, the meat and potatoes of this community and what we stand for, that doesn't matter. It's literally just how much will they buy? How much will they spend? It's a numbers game. That's it. That's it. And I don't want to, and I don't want to push products on you that I could care less about, when that's not at its core the reason why we are here. So like I've said several times, like if you hear me talking about a product, because I love it. I'm not sure if you'll be hearing me talking about many products starting in January of 2025, but just know, real talk, that what I've talked about in the past, for me, it was solid. So, you know, this isn't just about me. It's honestly, like I said, it's capitalism. And it's just these larger systems at play. And capitalism is not your friend. It's always exploited us. It's always exploited Black women. And we are always asked to show up. We're always asked to do more. We're always asked to give more. Do it no matter what, even if it leads to burnout or you being put out in some capacity. It's just about the numbers. It's just about production. It's just about how much can you do? How much can you give? How much can you, you know, put this thing first no matter what and get it done by any means necessary, make it happen? That's what it is.
Hey girl, it's Bree popping on real quick to let you know you are not going crazy. PMS and perimenopause are no joke when it comes to those hormonal shifts and how they affect us. So if you've been feeling those shifts like I am right now, you are definitely not alone. Because let me tell you, lately I have been dealing with hot flashes and just feeling super exhausted, and girl, it's just a lot. So I'm super excited right now about Estro Control by Happy Mammoth. Estro Control was created to help us feel like ourselves all throughout the month. It helps maintain optimal hormone levels and it eases those mild mood shifts while also supporting our menstrual cycles, plus skin, bone, and joint health. It's nature inspired, which I love, and just might help you feel a bit more like, well, honestly, you again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
At Audi Columbus, we have the perfect luxury vehicle for you. Our award-winning service ensures a premium experience when buying or maintaining your car. The car buying process is entirely digital, whether you're buying online or in-store. It's fast, easy, and transparent. During the 2024 season of Audi event, get a 2024 Audi Q5 plug-in hybrid for 0.99% for up to 60 months. Located by the airport, you can easily drop by or explore our offerings at AudiColumbus.com. Discover the service that sets us apart. Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers. See dealer for details.
We are always asked to show up. We're always asked to do extra. We're always required to do the work. We're always required to give more and give more and give more and do more. I think another reason for the downfall, I guess it's kind of, this is a business episode, y'all. I didn't really think about this being a business episode, but it is. I think another reason why it, like the partnerships weren't partnering, is because, as I've expressed many times, I do not like to be on social media. Even though I'm making this video and I feel like I'm shifting, like I told you in the last episode, the shit's being burned down. Like, we moving forward and I'm doing things differently now, even if it's uncomfortable. But part of it, and this is just feedback for you podcasters, social media people, whatever, as you move forward, if you decide to do this kind of stuff too, is like these brands, a lot of times they want you. So when you're working with a brand partnership, okay, mind you, I'm a small podcaster. I can guarantee you that the Joe Rogans of the world, and I'm trying to think of larger podcasts, even larger black podcasts, I can't think of any podcast right now. My brain's having a fart, but bigger podcasts, they get lots of money, okay? They get access to lots of money. And smaller podcasts, we get a little piece of the pie, but we're not a bit like this. If you're not a big name, you're not getting a big piece of the pie, usually. It's just not going to happen. So, for example, when it comes to brand host read and stuff like that, first of all, when you're working with a platform, they're going to get their cut off the top. Generally speaking, because they are being the middleman between you and the brand, they're going to get their cut of around 30%, okay? I'm not saying that amount is set in stone, but just go with that. So approximately 30%. Then on top of that, a lot of times the brands, not all of them, some of them really just come through with that money, and that's a beautiful thing. But a lot of times they either want to test, you know, your market or your audience, or even if they don't want to test, it's like they will want to pay a small amount of money per 1,000 downloads of your podcast. And at least small to me. So don't forget that you're already losing 30% because of the partnership. The thing you're getting is a small little piece of the pie. Okay. Now, on top of that, there's extra labor involved. Mind you, I'm a one-person operation, okay? But I am acting as a business. You know, business is business. But what they want you to do is they want to, you get this small amount, at least small to me. And then on top of, you know, talking about this product in the podcast, they also sometimes want you to then go into your stories on social media and talk about the product and, you know, put it in your stories or do a quick little video or, you know, continue to advertise in all of the spaces for these products to hopefully get the numbers up. Problem I have is that, again, I am not a social media person and I don't have all the team. So to even though it sounds very simple, doing this kind of work for a person like me, whose brain is like mine, it's freaking exhausting to even think about, okay, now I've got us on this, like just having to just do different things. Now I've got to try to take a snapshot and maybe I just overcomplicate things in my mind. And that is very true. I'm sure that I do. But also the thing is, you've paid me for this thing. I don't want to do extra. You've paid me for this thing. And it's a small amount to me, again, to me. And you also want me to use my other platforms to share this for the same amount? Like, where did I do that at? I don't want to do that. And I have it. And I think that also is kind of like playing into why things were not going the way that they went. I mean, I can't talk to each and every one of you and say, hey, did you buy from this brand? And when did you buy? Hey, did you buy from this one? Did you listen to this ad? Why didn't you? Like, I can't do that. So I don't really know any of the details specifically when it comes to that. But what I do know is that I did not want to do extra labor. Period. I did not have the capacity to do extra labor. I just didn't. And I guess that wasn't my bad. And maybe it like backfired on me, whatever, however you want to look at it. But that's the reality. So brands, again, that I partnered with, some of them, they are just like, we out, because it just didn't go well. And you know what? Hey, I get it. Great. You know, I get it. But for me, it's just like, the bigger picture is right now, I am so like 10 toes down on continuing to develop this place that centers Black women, centers our joy, our experiences, our healing, our blooming, our rest, our care, our, like all the things, our liberation, our freedom, our softness. Like, those are the things that are important to me. And it's hard when you have to like commodify the space. It's hard. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. It feels conflicting. It's just a whole lot, y'all. So at the end of it all, as we continue having these conversations about moving forward, not only with Brown Girl Self-Care, but just as Black women, period, who are, again, emphasizing the need for rest, care, prioritization, self-validation, like all those beautiful things, abundance and all those things, freedom, peace, you know, where do we go from here? Where do I go from here? Where does Brown Girl Self-Care go from here? Because again, no money, there's a problem, okay? Because I still got to eat too. Like I would love to be able to just do this and just not have to worry. Do you know how much, listen, honestly, do you know how much easier it would be for me to do this and not have a care in the world about where's the next going to come from? I would love to take it off the table and just let me just do this and continue to grow and continue to build, okay? But that's not the reality right now. It's just not the reality right now. So it's like, where do we go from here? And honestly, hell no. I have no idea. I do not know where we go from here. I do not know as far as like, will there be ads? Will there not be ads? How will you sustain yourself? How will you continue to get what you need as you continue to do and deepen this work? Because I want to deepen this work. I do. And I have been. I am. You know, so it's just like, where do we go from here? So it's just like, for me, I have to reimagine the possibilities that are or could be in store for me. And being able to do that, these future imaginings, including ways that feel more sustainable to me, for me, for my mind, for my spirit, for my body. It has to be sustainable. I cannot and I will not do anything that does not align with me, my core values, or the mission of Brown Girl Self-Care. I just will not do it. I cannot, I will not, I shall not. I just don't have, I won't. I'm not going to do it. And so if in the grand scheme of things, that means the end of Brown Girl Self-Care, I guess that's just what it means. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. Maybe there's something different in store. I really don't know. I personally don't feel like it's going away. I don't, because I'm going to fight for it as with every, you know, fiber of my being. So, you know, I don't think that it would ever go away, or at least no time soon, I should say. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know how the money's going to money. You know we have the next 4 years coming up. It's going to be a bitch. And we're going to get through all that together. And that's why we need Brown Girl Self-Care. And obviously other amazing Black woman-centered platforms, whether it's a podcast, blogs, what else is there? YouTube channels, that kind of stuff. You know, content creators. We need more. We need them. We need them. That's how we're going to get through. Just be able to get a good word or some advice or business tips or little resources or, you know, solidarity. Like, we need that. We're going to need that now more than ever. Okay. So this platform's not going away if I, you know, have anything to say about it, which I do. But I don't know exactly financially what's ahead for me. This is uncharted territory to not have any sense of where your livelihood would come from. I'm telling you that I am leaning very heavily right now on my faith in God and just the belief that it's going to be all right. Things may look different, but at the end of it all or whatever, it's I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be better than okay. So maybe at some point, there will be other ways for this community to support Brown Girl Self-Care. Maybe there's workshops, classes, products, but I want to make sure that I'm doing it in a way that is just not like this big, I don't know. I'm just so against capitalism. That's all that I can really think about. I don't know. And we're in these systems. Anyway, I don't want to go off topic because I would definitely like to wrap it up. But as far as like what's next, at least financially, that I cannot say. Okay. We are still going to move forward. We are still going to continue meeting you and I on this podcast and on YouTube as well on a very regular basis. But I don't want to forget, I am doing a podcasting 101, which is absolutely free, F-R-E-E, because I want us to get to the money so that we can help ourselves, help our families, help ourselves build, do what we can to try to bring balance to this situation, this situation that we're in. Okay, thanks to these systems. And I think creating a podcast might be a great outlet for a lot of you, or some of you at least. So if you have not signed up for the brand new newsletter, which I haven't sent one out yet, just so you know, again, I've been sick and some other thing. I'm still processing some things, but an email soon come. But if you go to browngirlselfcare.com, at least as of right now, it should just be a coming soon page because I've taken it down from Shopify and I'm doing my own little rebuild behind the scenes. And I'm not an expert when it comes to like building Shopify stores or websites. So what you're going to get is going to be very basic, very clean, very minimalist, which is my vibe. That is my vibe. Very minimal. Okay. It is not going to be perfect, but it's going to be what I'm able to offer at this time. I feel like as long as you can receive a message there, or get resources or tools or whatever, as I continue to build it out, that has to just be good enough, at least for now. And I'm saying that to myself because perfectionism does keep wanting to tell me not to do it and just give it up. And I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not giving up on Brown Girl Self-Care or this or the vision behind it. That's just not going to happen. So, yeah. That's a very brief update of where things are right now, what's going on behind the scenes. I really want to be as transparent as I possibly can and be 100 with you because that is at its core, like what I want this platform to represent, honesty, transparency, so that you can see not only getting like what you need from the podcast or what have you, but you can also see in real time this journey that I am on and the struggles that I'm struggling with, whether they're internally or externally, financially, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is as it pertains to me, self-care, building the business, doing the podcast, being in community with others, like whatever the case may be, I just want to be as transparent as possible so that you can see the growth or the hardships or the joys and the wins or whatever, That's what I want to show here. Just my humanity. I want to show my humanity. So here we are. That's what you're going to get. My lights just came on thanks to Alexa. So in any case, make sure that if you do want to get on the newsletter or be a part of the podcasting Zoom call that will be happy in December, which is only two or three weeks away, then make sure you go to browngirlselfcare.com. And again, at least for now, there should be just a space where it says, like, drop your email address or something like that. But then once the very clean, minimal website goes up, hopefully in this coming week, at the bottom, there will be a space for you to just pop in your email address, enjoying the 92%, okay? If you know, you know. If you know, you know. So all that said, I just want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank you for, if you're still riding with Brown Girl Self Care and all the ups and downs, ebbs and flows, changes. Thank you so much. And I just appreciate you. I really, really do. And I know that you and I, girl, we are going to do some amazing things in 2025 and beyond. So I'm very excited for that. We're not going to let fear stop us. We're not going to let fear stop the show. We're not going to let uncertainty stop the show. We're not going to let the systems stop the show. The show will and must go on, honey. And that's exactly what it's going to do. So I'd love to hear from you. All right. To my girlies that have been leaving comments on Spotify, girl, 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 thank you. Every time I see a comment, I'm just like, oh my gosh, someone sees me as I am doing my best to see them. Okay. I like to be seen as well. So if you haven't had a chance to leave a review or rating on Spotify or leave a comment on the episodes, girl, what are you waiting for? If something resonated, let me know. And also, if you have ideas for how we can move forward together, listen, I'm all ears. You and I, we're building something very powerful here, something that it doesn't, we're not just going to survive. We are going to thrive. We're going to take off. And I know all the pieces aren't in place right now, but we're going to figure it out, and we're going to figure it out together. And we're going to take it one step at a time. And we are going to just continue in our strength and continue in our power. So don't fret. Brown Girl Self Care ain't going nowhere. So that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. And I'm going to take my sick self somewhere and have a seat, have some tea and some lemon and honey. You take care. Be blessed. And I will see you on the next episode. Take care.